This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
I am blissed. It took me a while to get there, but I'm here.
Class, your dial is set correctly to usaprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Listen line, 605-477-3249. The listen line is up 24 hours a day, so you can take us as you travel. Manny is engineering the broadcast today in Minnesota. Thank you, Manny, for being with us. Dr. Sheely, I have I've been thinking about this for several days, and it's been very unsettling to me. I think I've connected some dots that lead to a national, if not a global, threat. And it has to do with hot water heaters. And it has to do with the composition of hot water heaters. And I'd like to share this with you, and it's going to take me several minutes, if not almost a segment, to describe what I have learned, how I've connected the dots. And I'd like to talk with you about being poisoned by our hot water heaters, by the water. Oh, yeah, yeah. Dr. Sheely, I believe this is a blockbuster. I don't think that this has been discussed on radio yet anywhere. And here we go. So this may not sound like a medical issue when I first describe how this happened, but be assured that this will be absolutely tied to medicine, health, longevity, poisoning, dementia, Alzheimer's, forgetfulness, maybe Parkinson's, as you hear more of this broadcast. So here we go. About 10 years ago, I bought a hot water heater. Actually, I bought two of them from Lowe's, the big box home improvement store. And they were being marketed as a lifetime hot water heater. And I was thinking, wow, this is great. I can buy a 50-gallon and an 80-gallon, put them in our farm, and I'll never have to pay for another hot water heater again because they're guaranteed for life. Well, one of them started leaking. So I called the number. I said, don't call the store. Call this 800 number right on the hot water heater. And by the way, the label on the hot water heater says, when it talks about the contents and the warranty, it says lifetime. So I'm not making this up. This is they don't sell them anymore, but they did about 10 years ago, and they just discontinued them. So it started leaking, and I called the 800 number that was posted for technical support, and I went through diagnostics with the customer service representative on the other end of the phone. Very polite, nice guy. We talked about hot water heaters, and I asked him about how long do they last? And he said, well, you know, 10, 12 years. And I said, okay, is there anything different between the low-end hot water heaters, the ones that are the least expensive, that, and this, by the way, the gentleman I spoke with was a representative of A.O. Smith, and I asked him if he was an employee of Whirlpool. He said no, A.O. Smith, because A.O. Smith, the water heater company, owns American, the American brand, and I believe it's American Hot Water Heaters, and also the Whirlpool brand. And we happen to have two of the Whirlpool brands. And I said, so is there a difference between the lower cost ones that are being sold at, with a 6-year warranty and the ones with a longer warranty? He said, no. I said, no, there's no difference except the warranty. So the thickness of the metal shell, the elements, all that, he said, is the same. What you're paying for is an insurance policy to prevent you from having to buy another hot water heater between the 6-year period and the 12-year period. That's all you get. So it's not heavier paint. It's not heavier anything. It's the same hot water heater. And so I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about, boy, I bought this Lifetime hot water heater, actually two of them, and one of them is leaking. And so it's about time for it to start leaking because this is about the end of the life expectancy. So I called Lowe's, and I asked them if they had an 80-gallon hot water heater lifetime warranty. No, the answer is no, they do not. They stopped selling them. So as a consumer, I'm pretty frosted because I'm thinking, I bought a lifetime hot water heater, and if it failed, I'd get another lifetime hot water heater. That's not the case because they don't have them. They don't have lifetime hot water heaters, but they do have an 80-gallon. But the 80-gallon will cost between $1,500 and $2,000 because, according to the technician, our customer service representative from A.O. Smith, that the federal government has changed the rules and they wouldn't let water heater companies manufacture a standard hot water heater that has elements, resistive elements, and in the 80-gallon size because it doesn't meet the EPA requirements. So the manufacturers, most of them who have maintained the business in the 80-gallon hot water heater size, have added heat pumps to the top of the hot water heater. So now the hot water heaters are taller, and they are larger in diameter. And that means that if you've got a tight fit for your hot water heater, the new one that you're going to get now, if it's an 80-gallon, may not fit because it's going to be larger in diameter, between 3 and 6 inches larger in diameter, and taller. And I said, it's got a heat pump, so it's going to take the heat out of the air of the room where the hot water heater is. And he said, yes. And I said, there's not enough heat in this room. Now imagine someone who has a closet, and they put their hot water heater in the closet, or in a small room. You may not have enough air circulating in that little room to get the heat out of the air and put it into the water, because that's what you're going to be doing. That's what a heat pump does. It takes heat from one location and puts it into another. In this case, it's going to take it out of the room and put it into the water. That's really hard to do. It takes about 1,000 cubic feet of air to run this hot water heater. Okay, set that aside. So, over the years, I have been experiencing problems with this hot water heater because it clogs up. And what I do is I take a hose, like a garden hose, and I drain the hot water heater and flush it out. And what comes out is this gooey, gelatinous stuff. It looks like Jell-O, but clear. And this stuff comes out of the bottom of the hot water heater, and I drain it once a month. And by the way, that's what you're supposed to do. Now, what is that goo? And this is where we get into the medical part of this discussion. That goo is the anode of the hot water heater, sacrificing itself so that the tank will last longer. Now, let me switch gears for a second and tell you about another kind of a tank. And this will kind of explain the situation. So when I lived in Virginia, I talked to the propane company and they said, okay, we'll let you have a propane tank. As a matter of fact, we'll provide it. And all you have to do is buy propane from us. I said, what a great idea. Can I have one that's underground? And they said, sure. And they said, but you'll have to install it. I said, okay, I can do that. I've got a little tiny backhoe attachment for my tractor, and I'll dig a hole and put it in there. And they told me how to do it. And it came with an anode package. Here's what that is. So this is like a regular propane tank. It's got extra layers of paint on it. It's to be buried underground. about a couple feet underground. It has a riser, so you can lift the hatch and read the gauges and fill it and so forth. But all you see is a little tiny dome about 2 feet in diameter. But you don't see the big white tanks. Well, attached to this hot water heater is a heavy copper wire with a bag of stuff. And this bag of stuff is the anode. And it's typically aluminum or magnesium. And so what you do is you attach with a bolt this copper wire with this bag of aluminum or magnesium or aluminum and magnesium. And it's like, if I were to describe this, I would say it's like a big white sock filled with aluminum and or magnesium. And the idea is that will sacrifice itself in the ground, because that will be buried near the tank. It will sacrifice itself instead of the tank rusting right away. Now, what you're going to end up with is an aluminum or aluminum-magnesium compounds polluting the soil right there, right where that bag decays. So you've got that in mind. So now we've created a toxic little area of aluminum or magnesium right near the propane tank. And we did it. We put it there. Why? Because that's what you do. Okay, let's switch back to the hot water heater. The hot water heaters, and I want to refer to this website, and I'll post a link to this after the first break. And it's called waterheaterrescue.com. And I want to thank those who were involved in writing this post. Waterheaterrescue.com. And if you hear about this and you are part of this website, give me a call or contact me through the email vincent@usapreparers.com, and I'd love to have you on the air. So, hot water heaters. A hot water heater has, we've got them all over. Almost every house has one. Well, a hot water heater has a shell, which would be typically the white steel casing around the hot water heater, and then it's got a hot water heater tank. It has a temperature pressure relief valve. So if something goes wrong and it overheats and the steam starts generating, it won't explode and go airborne, because they have. Hot water heaters have launched through the floor when they have failed because of the pressure of the steam inside. So they have a pressure relief valve. It's called a T&P. T, the letter T, Tom. And P, Peter. Relief valve. And it has connections to your plumbing. If it's a gas one, it has a draft diverter. If you're in an earthquake area like California, it has an earthquake strap. It has a T&P drain line so that when the valve opens up because of too much pressure, it will send that steam and hot water heater downward toward the floor rather than burn anyone around it. It has a temperature control. It sits on a pedestal. It has, if it's gas, it has a combustion chamber and a drain valve. When we come back, let's talk about the thing that I'm very concerned about, the anode. And this is going to be shocking, and I'm not kidding.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, very serious broadcast today with Dr. Norman Shealy. And if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor, a brain surgeon, surgeon of the year, author of well over 30 books, PhD times three. Very well respected, travels and speaks internationally. And here we are with this information about what my question is, are hot water heaters toxic? Are they causing diseases that are slowly taking us out? And Dr. Shealy, a couple days ago, I had a chance to discuss this issue or bring it up with two people I really respect. One is a nurse I've known about 10 years, and one is a medical doctor I've known for about 10 years as well. And I mentioned this, the anodes in the hot water heaters. And both said that they had not seen any information about this. And I said, I know. I haven't either. And we're connecting the dots right now. And they were very interested in this. And they said, if I have any information, send it their way. So what I'm going to do is send them a link to this broadcast. So here's what happens, Dr. Shealy. In these hot water heaters, there is a rod about 3/4 of an inch in diameter, about roughly the diameter of a quarter, a U.S. token called a quarter. And it can be about 44 inches long, and it's screwed in with a pipe thread at the top of the hot water heater. and it is sacrificed so that it will sacrifice itself rather than the steel of the hot water heater being sacrificed. And it will help the hot water heater last longer. Now the question is, and I've got a lot more information about this, and I'd like to read some of this article from waterheaterrescue.com, but my question for you, Dr. Shealy, is would you be concerned about, are you concerned about metals in water that are sacrificed to make a hot water heater last longer that have these rods, 3/4 inch in diameter or so, about that diameter, 44 inches long, that we are bathing in, that we are washing our hands in, that some people, if you visit their homes and they make coffee, they turn on the hot water tap and water from the hot water heater with aluminum in it from these sacrificial aluminum rods is in the hot water going into the kettle that we're making tea, beverages, coffee, maybe even cook with. So if we're making spaghetti, and we say, you know what, let's just turn on the hot water heater, and we'll start with hot water, and then we'll put boil the water, and then we'll put the pasta in. I mean, all of these things that we could be doing, do you have a concern, Dr. Shealy?
Yes. May I go further?
Please do.
You know, interestingly, I looked up hot water heater anodes. According to the Internet, aluminum anode is the traditional metal rod often found in, quote, older tanks and hot water systems, and was the reason mothers prevented their children from drinking from the hot water tap. Then there's a magnesium anode, there's a zinc anode, and I simply haven't figured out what these are, combination anode and impressed current rods. But in other words, the one that I would worry most about, of course, is the aluminum. Aluminum is unequivocally bad for the human body. Magnesium, I wouldn't worry so much about it because our food supply is deficient in magnesium. Zinc, again, I wouldn't want a large amount of zinc coming into my mouth as well. So, yeah, interestingly, about 2 months ago, my hot water just wasn't hot. It was warm. So Joe came up and checked it. And thought what he did was put in 2002, and it was corroded with lime and stuff. He cleaned that out, and the hot water is the hottest it's ever been again. So here we have a tank that is almost 15 years old. I don't remember what kind of warranty, if any, came with it. But I'm sure that the anode in there is been around for a long time. That's worrisome.
It is. And when we come back, let's talk more about this. And I've got some more information from waterheaterrescue.com. And I'll post that during this broadcast so you'll be able to read this article for yourself. To me, it's quite alarming. And I'll tell you why when we come back.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you're listening to a special report on hot water heaters, and the question is toxicity. And for those who have called about other topics, our engineer John has mentioned offline that you have to call second hour for off-topic calls about other things with Dr. Norman Shuley, because we're trying to stay on track. We've got Judy in Missouri. If you just hold for a second, I'd like to mention why, and this is of concern to me. Dr. Shuley, most of us take showers daily and or bathe daily. And so our pores get opened up by the hot water, And my concern is those pores get filled with water that has aluminum. And my major concern is the aluminum anodes. Just as my concern about antiperspirants that are being sold that have aluminum compounds in them that people put under their arms, and the aluminum is absorbed through their skin by applying antiperspirants. I'm not talking about deodorants. I'm talking about antiperspirants. Dr. Shealy, is that a concern for you as well? Because
those things over 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. I, under no circumstance, would use an antiperspirant that has deodorant in it.
You mean aluminum?
Yeah, brains are wonderful when they work. I gave up aluminum baking. Remember, baking powder has aluminum in it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, during this discussion with this nurse, Mrs. Finelli mentioned baking powder, and she says that she looks, reads all the ingredients on the baking powder containers, canisters, and make sure that it is aluminum-free. So,
right.
Class, baking powder does have aluminum in it. So you might want to, if you're in this class, I'm certain you will avoid buying baking powder with aluminum in it. Judy in Missouri, you've got a question about hot water heaters?
I was wondering.
Judy? Yes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, hi. Thank you for having this show. I was wondering about, when you're talking about the hot water, about Roundup from the wells, but that's another topic. I was going to ask you if the anodes, if there's an anode in electric hot water heaters.
Yes. Yes. Most hot water heaters for the last 60 years, have had some kind of an anode in them, because what the manufacturers have found is that some metals will sacrifice themselves. Some metals, we'll call it, will rust. Some metals will rust, if you will, sooner than others. So they'll put a metal that will rust sooner in with a metal that they don't want to rust. And those would be called the anodes. And yes, electric hot water heaters, gas hot water heaters, yes, they do. They do.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You can look at the side of your hot water heater, and it will have a brand name on it. It will have a model number on it. And you can, if it's a General Electric or a Westinghouse or a Rudd or a Whirlpool or an A.O. Smith or a State brand or an American brand, you can look up that brand and the model number, and then you can, in a search engine on the Internet, and type in the word replacement anode. And what you'll find out is that that will be the replacement anode that you can buy for that hot water heater. And that will tell you that you have an anode in it. Another way is if you look at the top of the hot water heater, there's an end cap at the top of the hot water heater, and it will have a threaded hex nut, if you will, on a pipe threaded fitting, and it seems to go nowhere. It looks like a plug, a metal plug. At the other end of that plug on the inside of the hot water heater is this anode rod. So I am 99.99999% certain that you have an anode in your hot water heater, whether it be electric or gas. And what you'll have to do monthly is flush out that hot water heater. And your hot water heater manufacturer will recommend that you do that. And simply what you do is you hook up a garden hose to a drain somewhere. Where is your hot water heater? Isn't it upstairs, downstairs, in the garage?
On the main floor in the laundry room.
Yeah. So it's kind of inconvenient for you to do this. So what I recommend...
Sink right next to it.
You did? Well, okay. Well, it'll be messy, and I'll tell you why. The sink is above the drain on the hot water heater, isn't it?
Of course.
Yeah. So what you'll do is you'll take a short length of hose, and the water that comes out will be quite warm. What you can do is shut off the electricity at your breaker panel to your hot water heater, and hook up the hose, put it in the sink. You might want to have someone hold one end of the hose so it doesn't take off and go spraying all over the area. And then you open the valve, and you'll see some crud come out. And you may see some gelatinous glue. You may see some calcium flakes. And that's what you need to do, because that is increasing in concentration over time. And they want you to get that stuff out of your hot water heater, both for the thermal efficiency as well, and they don't really talk about this, the toxicity. And then what I've been exploring is finding not aluminum anodes, but magnesium anodes. And I'm going to do a little more research to figure out if we can do a one-for-one substitution. So if anyone has an aluminum anode, it sounds like Dr. Shealy and I are saying, don't do that. Get rid of that darn thing and replace it with a magnesium anode, if one will fit. Is that your thought, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely. And, of course, I don't want to forget the fact that if you live in a city, you have two other poisons in your water already, fluoride and chlorine.
Right. Right. One of Dr. Shealy and Judy, one of our instructors, I got a call from his wife. I really love this guy. And he's a senior citizen. And she was telling me that he will make tea with hot water right out of the faucet. He'll start with that. And I said, no, you can't do that. Absolutely, you got to stop that. And so he did. But he was making warm tea with hot water right out of the faucet. And I explained about the aluminum and the anodes and how dangerous this could be. So he stopped it on the spot. But what I'm saying is, here you can even have brilliant people, absolutely brilliant, who just don't know about this. And why is it that we don't know about it? Because we don't install our own hot water heaters for the most part. We don't do the research to figure out, you know, what's involved. These hot water heaters just sit there. They sit there and they make hot water for year after year after year, and we don't think about them because it just works. It's a pretty reliable product. So hardly anybody knows that these hot water heaters have sacrificial anodes. And even fewer people know that they have a choice between aluminum and magnesium.
Dr. And Shannon? I'm laughing at the idea of sacrificial. Imagine sacrificing aluminum.
So here, well, I think if you read between the lines, Judy, if you read between the lines, Dr. Shealy is kind of chuckling because we pulled aluminum cookware out of our kitchens, that new miracle metal, because it was lighter than cast iron. Those kettles, those large pots that we would cook spaghetti sauce in hour after hour in those cast iron large pots. We replaced them because it was easier on the lady of the house to wash aluminum. It was lightweight. The problem is the acid in the tomato sauce would eat into the aluminum, and we were poisoning ourselves with the slowly eating of the aluminum cookware. That's what we were doing. So most people have gotten rid of their aluminum cookware. We've replaced that with stainless steel. Judy, do you have another question?
No, I really appreciate you taking the time to answer the question.
Sure.
Great. Thanks, Judy.
Judy, thank you so much for being with us.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. I could hear the concern in Judy's voice, Dr. Shealy.
Yep. Well, you know, obviously, you have discovered something I did not even know about. And I'm going to try to look up the anode in my hot water heater to find out. I hope it's magnesium.
Well, if it's not, you can change it.
Right.
I have a neighbor who has an outdoor wood furnace that provides his hot water heater. And he has a service company come every year to change his anode out, because it sacrifices itself, and it is disintegrating. So in order for him to preserve the life of this, let's say, $8,000 outdoor hot water heater system, it's wood-fired, he replaces his anode. Now, I'm not sure if his anode or anodes are part of the domestic hot water where he actually, where the water he drinks is in contact with the anode or not. I don't know that. But he does replace an anode or anodes annually. Dr. Shuley, I'd like to continue, if that's okay with you, and share some more information from waterheaterrescue.com.
Yep.
And it goes on to say, most people have never heard of sacrificial anodes, even though they've been a key to water heater longevity for decades. This may be the single most important page on this guy's website. It won't take you too long to read these words, even if you skip everything else. He wants you to read this, and I do too, and I'll post this. The single most important factor in whether a hot water heater lives or dies is the condition of its sacrificial anode. For more than 60 years, it's been used as a key part of the rust protection of a tank, although few people know it's there. The rod is made of magnesium or aluminum that's formed around a steel core wire and is screwed into the top of the tank. A 6-year warranty residential tank will have one, while a 12-year warranty tank will have two, or an extra large primary anode. Commercial tanks have from 1 to 5. Special aluminum zinc sacrificial anodes or powered anodes can be used to resolve odor problems caused by bacteria in some water. We'll continue when we come back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and we're talking about what we've done here at USAPrepares.com, and we've connected some dots. I've connected dots about hot water heaters and the anodes. And it's common. It's been going on. Anodes have been inserted in hot water heaters for about 6 decades. And the article, waterheaterrescue.com, goes on to say, when the tank is filled with water, an electrochemical process begins whereby sacrificial anodes are consumed to protect a small amount of exposed steel. When two metals are physically connected in water, one will corrode away to protect another. Sometimes that's bad, but often it's good. Although few people have heard of this, the principle that is used all over the place, anywhere that someone wants to protect metal exposed to water, it's used all over the place. In marine applications, anodes are known as zincs, Z-I-N-C-S, and are usually made of that metal. All metals fall somewhere on the galvanic scale of reactivity. When two are placed together in water, the nobler or less reactive one will remain intact, while the more reactive corrodes. When steel and copper are together, the steel will be the one that corrodes. Indeed, steel is more likely to rust in the presence of copper than it would have been by itself. That's why a dielectric is often used when copper plumbing is used. Magnesium and aluminum are less noble than steel, which is why they're used for anode rods. Remember, the anode is screwed into the tank. That means it can be unscrewed and replaced. Goes on to say that the sacrificial anode's life depends on the quality of water, the amount of use the tank gets, the water temperature, and the quality of the tank, meaning how well it was constructed. When salt is added to the water, as in softened water, anodes corrode more quickly. Water softeners help reduce...
Wow.
And water softeners are all over in our neck of the woods, Dr. Shealy. So the the problem is the anodes. The anodes self-destruct, sacrificing themselves. And it says, if you're, and here are the key points. If you're contemplating adding an anode to a new tank, make sure that both rods are of the same metal. Otherwise, the magnesium rod will be consumed more rapidly in the presence of an aluminum rod, and you won't get a long life. How do you tell them apart? Here's the key. In nearly all cases, an aluminum hex head will be flat on top. That's if you look at the top of the hot water heater. It'll be flat on top. While a magnesium rod will have a bump. And that's shown in a photo, which will be on the linked on the website, usapreparers.com. The bump may, it may be the magnesium. No bump, probably aluminum. And it says that there's an exception to what's being used. Rudd, R-U-U-D, slash Richmond, and General Electric hot water heaters made before 2015. Let's see. Say it this way. Rheem. I'm trying to figure out which. Okay. The size of the bump may vary, but bump, magnesium, no bump, probably aluminum. And that said, the latest shipment of aluminum zinc anodes we bought had hex heads with bumps. So what's happening is it's a little confusing whether it's, you know, you have a bump on the hex head or not, whether it's aluminum. It says that Rudd Richmond and General Electric's, excuse me, I can't tell what he means by this, Rheem always uses magnesium, even though there's no bump on top of its anodes.
total confusion.
Absolutely, total confusion. And it said, but here's the, I guess, the most important point. As to other brands, as far as we know, American, Whirlpool, Maytag, American brand, Whirlpool brand, Maytag, always use aluminum rods. Big problem. Big problem. So, check yours out, and you may want to swap it out with a magnesium. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy magnesium rods and replace the aluminum ones that came in the Whirlpool. Lifetime guarantee that's not longer supported. With magnesium. I'm going to do that. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts before we go into break?
Right on, mate.
I guess you're going to ask your guy that question. And you know, it would be interesting to find out if he actually is aware that there are two different types of rods. He probably is. Dr. Shealy, I'll be right back.
During the break.
Yep, yep. We'll be right back with more USA Prepares. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.